you know my.
I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net. The average tech trade show in the United States wouldn't be complete without lots of manufacturers displaying some of the latest toys that we'll see in the market down the road. But not at TICON, which isn't surprising when you consider that this conference, which has gone global, has not lost its Indus roots. This conference is about exchanging ideas and making connections. It's a social event as much as it's a tech event. I took a stroll around the Santa Clara Convention Center to get some reactions from attendees.
I'm Aditya Gupta. I work for a company called Galgan Industries in Fremont, California. This is my first year I came in here, and it is a very great event. Good content. More than that, there's a lot of people of the different kind, but their goal is to meet each other as well as get to know their business expectation. And
What has happened to you, perhaps, at this TICON? Either meeting someone, making a connection?
See, I did not come here as a venture capitalist. I did not come here to look for a new opportunity for any business or something. I just came here to see how the events are and how this is organized, how the activities are done, what kind of the lecture series they have. It was for learning purpose for me.
May I have your attention, please? The Chip Firm booth will be having its final drawing in 15 minutes. So if you'd like to take a chance to be the winner of a 17-inch flat TV monitor, please come by and drop your business card off. We will be having the drawing in about 15 minutes at the Chip Firm. Thank you very much.
My name is Vishal Dubey. I'm with B Mantra. I run my own company. So far, I've just connected with people who can be sort of business partners people like lawyers who give you advice on IP protection and some basic questions that most entrepreneurs have. You can get a lot of them answered here. But yeah, some people do make big deals also.
Yeah. Yesterday's ones were like really the one that I attended, the last session. Don't remember the topic of it, but that was just great. The session with Arnold was absolutely amazing. Preeti Somani, and I'm with IBM.
Samir Sharma with Bay Capital Advisors. I think the speakers were very entertaining. The governor yesterday, and then I attended a couple of talks this morning, and everyone seems to be very animated. And there's a lot of sense of humor.
My name is Bobby Sharma, and I'm the co-founder of RealChase.com. And I've been coming to this for 4 years. This is my fourth year. This is where I re-energize, reinvigorate. I meet a lot of old friends. I get inspiration. Just an amazing place. For example, right now, the person that is walking by us is the first investor in Google. He wrote the first $500,000 check to Google. It's worth over $1.5 billion now. So these are the kind of people that normally I would never have access to. But I can come here. I can identify the folks that I want to talk to and just go and have an open discussion with them. So that's what I do.
I'm Rachna Srivastava. I work for Cisco Systems.
And what do you think of this year's TICON?
I really enjoyed it. I think they're keeping up with the times. There's a lot of sessions focused on globalization, looking into the future. So I feel they are keeping up with the topics that are relevant to today's issues. And a lot of insight into what companies are doing. A lot of good speakers. We've had good opportunities to network. And they've covered a lot of areas, life sciences, they've covered networking, so it kind of impacts a lot of people.
Now, specifically, something that spoke to you, is there a story there for you here at TICON?
Yeah, the one that appealed to me a lot was the globalization that I really like. They're talking about India and China, and not only that, Eastern Europe, South Africa, some of these other countries that are emerging. And they were talking about a hub-and-spoke type of scenario that is emerging over the years where you'll have these separate units such as South Africa or Poland. They're self-sufficient and there's a lot of opportunity for markets. And for us, we're not tied into one of these. We cannot work with any of these countries that are going to be spokes, then we may not have the competitive edge. So it's very important for us to align ourselves, not only with the U.S. markets, but also worldwide. So I thought that was a good takeaway for me.